We're talking with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk a little bit about passing that ranch down to the heirs of that rancher. I know this is something that's been a worry on the part of a lot of your members, and you're offering a special seminar coming up.
Yeah, it's a succession planning or estate planning, very important to our membership. It's no secret that in agriculture, the average age of the American farmer rancher is increasing. We're going to see a tremendous amount of asset transfer, specifically land. The next 5 to 10 to 15 years in agriculture, more of that transfer perhaps than we've ever seen in the history of our country. And so it's vital that these family ranchers, and remember that in Oklahoma, well over 90-95% of agriculture assets are owned by families. Grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads, sons, daughters, etc. And so how to pass that asset along, that business, along to the next generation, considering tax implications, legal ownership, all those different things is very, very important. So our foundation is we're really gearing our beefing up, if you will, if you'll let me use that pun, our foundation to really provide educational opportunities for our members as well as agriculture in general. We've taken on, and we're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th. In Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal, and it costs $20. That just covers lunch and some of the costs of printing materials and so forth, very low cost. We invite all of agriculture to come. And certainly, we want to focus on our members, but if you're a farmer, rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come. We're going to have resources from Oklahoma State, some legal folks, lawyers, attorneys that can give advice on questions to ask, what things to consider. We've also got some private industry folks that are going to come in, financial, accountant, lawyers, etc., to help give ideas on some of those conversations that you need to have. One of the things we're finding is families need to communicate. Granddad, dad, and son, or appropriate individuals depending upon the operation, they need to sit down and talk about these things. And sometimes that's the hardest thing in the world. That conversation right there is the hardest thing in the world to start because I don't want to offend granddad. I'm not sure he's old enough yet or even has an interest. So we need to start those conversations. So we're going to have some tips and ideas on how to start those conversations and get that done. We want to equip people when they leave this seminar. They have an idea on how they start their process of transferring. They're not going to leave with a finished product, but they're going to leave with an idea on how to get this done and how I make sure that this operation stays in my family.
And that's really important because of the fact that the family tradition of keeping that ranch in the family is, I know, has always been a high priority for so many of our ranchers and our farmers.
Absolutely. It's probably priority number one. You know, a long-term plan for a rancher is 30 to 40 years. Short-term planning is 3 to 5 years. That next generation of calves that are probably in the cow that will be born this year. You know, that's short-term planning. Long-term planning is 30 to 40. How do I get my grandkids onto this operation? And it's so vital and important that we do that in a very wise manner. And then trying to tackle all the challenges of, someone may marry into the operation. How do you include that in-law into that has an interest in doing that to carry on the family tradition? How do you do that and protect the family entity? How do you incorporate partners? Maybe what about labor? Maybe you've got a faithful laborer who's been on the operation for 30 years. Maybe there's an opportunity to incorporate them in some way, form, or fashion. So if, especially in the sense that there's not an heir. So there's an operation and an opportunity to keep the operation, if you will, in the family business, maybe not in the name, but what the business established itself as. So lots of different ideas and things we're going to talk about. We just want to equip people to begin that process.
And for more information, they can go to your website?
You can go to our website, okcattleman.org, call our office and get more information if you like. We can send you some preliminary information. We do ask that you do let us know by February 1st. We are sponsoring a lunch there. It's a $20 fee for the seminar. Again, very low cost. So, and we have a lunch. We need to know how many to prepare for. So we appreciate if folks would give us a call. You bet.